You rely on this podcast to stay informed and connected with your local community, and we rely on you. Without listener support, this show simply wouldn't exist. Be a part of the team that makes this show possible by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute. Donate at KUOW.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thank you.
You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. All right, and this one is for the real nerds. And I mean that with all the love in my heart, because I'm the biggest nerd out there, and I know I'm among friends. This is public radio. It's who we are. So nerds, mount up. Our posse rides at dawn, because KUOW is forming its own book club. Perhaps you've always toyed with the idea of joining a book club. Now is your chance, if that's the case. Or maybe you're like in 6 book clubs already. And what's another one? It's going to be the best one, in fact. In the new KUOW book club, we'll explore the wealth of literature that has come out of the Pacific Northwest. And here to explain more about how it's going to work and how you can join is KUOW's Katie Campbell, who will be captaining the book club. Katie, welcome. Thanks for being on Soundside today.
Thanks so much, Libby. Although I will dispute that you are the biggest nerd, I think this makes me the biggest nerd at KUOW.
You know what? You're the one wearing the book club captain hat right now, so I cede the throne.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so what is going to make this book club awesome, Katie?
So you kind of already touched on it, that this is going to be totally dedicated to the Pacific Northwest. We're talking Pacific Northwest authors, stories based here, stories out of here, stories that ultimately, hopefully, make you feel really connected to this city, this state, and this region. We're going to read fiction and nonfiction, alternating between the two, because I don't want anyone to get bored or feel like, why aren't we reading a great novel, or why aren't we focusing on the real history, because there's so much juicy history here. But ultimately, we will always stay with the Pacific Northwest theme. And just like any other book club, like, they're only fun right when people actually participate and, like, you know, read the book. It's always awkward if you're not reading. Our book club will only be successful if people are participating, if people get engaged. So I want people to interact with us. I want people to send me your thoughts, your questions, your suggestions. Send it all in. That's what's going to make this great.
Yeah. Engagement, interaction, fewer people hiding at the back of the room, sipping wine, drinking, you know, just to hide the fact that they didn't read the book. OK, so how should people connect with you, Katie?
So you can email me. That's the easiest way. My email address is kcampbell@kuow.org. So that's kcampbell@kuow.org. And you can find that on our website as well. You can also reach out to me over social media. There's a lot of different ways. You can also just reach out to KUOW. And you can subscribe to our new newsletter dedicated to the book club. And you can find that at kuow.org. And so what I'll do, Libby, is for each book, I'm going to kick off the reading with a schedule, and there will be check-in dates. So you'll read like this much of the book by this date. Then you can come back on that date to KUOW.org. You can find a little blog post, see what other people think of the book. And if you subscribe to the newsletter, you'll get my thoughts as well. And I'll kind of share my musings, what's standing out to me, and questions that have caught my attention. And then at the end of the book, we're going to cap everything off with an author interview. If the author's not with us, we might do a literary expert or another reader and just kind of tie things together nicely before launching into the next book.
Wow. I mean, very few book clubs include the actual author, right?
Yes.
Of the book that was read.
The benefits of being with an NPR affiliate.
Very cool. Okay. And that brings me to my next question. Very important one. What are we reading?
I'm so excited for this, Libby. We thought long and hard about what we needed to start with. And I think this first book, it just does so much for setting the tone. So we are starting with Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet by Jamie Ford. Spoiler alert, we've already booked Jamie for an interview. We're actually going to talk to him at the Panama Hotel, which is, of course, where the book is partially based. It's what the book is named for.
The Panama Hotel at the Chinatown International District.
So yes, it's a tea house now. And it is a focal point in the book because when the Japanese-American incarceration happened during World War II, a lot of Japanese families right here in Seattle were taken away from their homes, and folks took precious items, precious belongings that they couldn't carry with them, photo albums, things from Japan, wedding dresses, all sorts of things. They took them to the Panama Hotel for safe storage. And you can still see some of those belongings there today. So it's a very special space, and it's going to be it's going to be really incredible to explore this book with Jamie Ford right there where he was inspired to write this book. And it really is just, it's so quintessential Pacific Northwest, and it's so quintessential Seattle. Like, you're reading through this book and he's mentioning all of these places and you can say, I know that, again, the Panama Hotel, it's still there today.
But now you look at them with new eyes when you've read the book.
Exactly. And so I know this book is probably very familiar to a lot of folks. It's been around for a long time. You know, high schoolers are always reading it. But I want people to come to the book now and yes, exactly, see it with fresh eyes, hear from others, pick up some new lesson that they hadn't thought about before. And I think this is really going to be a chance to do that.
And I know there's going to be some overachieving listeners. Maybe they've already read Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, and so they're going to be reading ahead for the book club. I see you out there. So what are you going to be reading next, Katie, and what's going forward?
Yes, okay. I will give you a sneak peek only for your listeners because they're very special folks.
They are special, yes.
Yes, they are here with us listening to this today. So next up, after Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, we're going to read Heartberries, a memoir by Teresa Marie Mailhot. In it, she tells her life story as an Indigenous woman in the Pacific Northwest. And I wasn't really familiar with this book before we launched the book club. I, you know, talked to folks who are very well read here at KOW. I tapped the librarians at Seattle Public Library and other folks for their recommendations. And this one came up several times as just being maybe a little lesser known, but just really beautiful and will give you a new perspective. And I think that's really what's so special about book clubs in general and with what we want to do here with this one is the chance to explore lives and stories that are so different from our own. And so even though we're staying here in the Pacific Northwest with this club, I really hope it will show fellow readers just how diverse the people and places and stories are. And I want to pick books that inspire us all to think differently and to think about the places in our region.
How about going forward? I mean, are people going to be able to maybe help pick the next books after the first few?
Yes. So I've picked the first four just to kind of set the tone and the pace and show folks what we're getting at. And then after that, we're going to open it up to votes. So we have a long list of books that we want to get to. And after these first four, I'm going to put it out there for everyone to decide on where we want to take it from there.
And sign up for the book club and the newsletter at KUOW.org, everybody. I'm going to be reading these books along with the book club. I'm really excited about the project, Katie. And I'm just excited to talk to everybody about, you know, having that shared experience of reading the same thing. It's a very powerful thing. And I'm so happy that you started this project. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Libby. And thank you so much for joining the book club.
That's Katie Campbell. She is the captain of KUOW's new book club. Check it out at KUOW.org. Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday or anytime online at KUOW.org.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's Teen Dance Ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.